the downside of the tech world.
All tech versus no tech.
In Seoul, everywhere you go, you see people with the latest gadgets. It's hyper-real and hyperactive. They've got Wi-Fi and digital TV reception across Korea, even on the underground. You could be standing just inches away from somebody, and they're totally absorbed in whatever they're doing, watching telly, listening to music. But for some reason in this country, it doesn't appear rude. It just seems to be the norm. It's odd to have witnessed so many people in their own private universes. Are they stimulated or insulated against the world? Even in public places, you sometimes get the feeling that you're on your own. Back in Yorkshire, the contrast with Seoul couldn't be starker. In 30 years, Korea has been transformed beyond all recognition. It's wired to the digital future and is years ahead of us in its connectivity. These days, there really aren't many people who actively reject technology. Even the greenest of the greens have usually got a website. To find someone who'd taken a stand led me here to Pembrokeshire. For the past decade, Emma Orbach has lived here without any of today's techno trappings.
I don't suppose there could be that many people in Britain who would want to live like this, do you think?
Yeah, sometimes I've thought about if, for example, I was discovered living like this, there could be like shock horror headlines, you know, middle-aged woman found living in hovel in woods without electricity or running water. And so what is the difference between that scenario and how I experience living here? And the difference is that I choose to live like this, and that for me it's beautiful. I'm not a victim of a circumstance that I would wish to be otherwise.
So to own a gadget would not make you any happier?
No, it makes me a bit depressed.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they always break down, and they make a noise, and they end up as landfill, and they're just part of the consumer nightmare.
Emma has lived without a washing machine for 30 years. She's got no TV, no microwave, no radio even. Her one concession to communication, a landline two fields away. It's low-impact living in extremis. It's in spite of the absence of mod cons, Emma doesn't seem to want for anything.
Have you renounced technology?
That's a really interesting question for me. And I've started to feel that I'm a conscientious objector, really. And for me, I am not convinced that technology and gadgets add to the quality of my life. In fact, I think they detract from it.